Good morning. My name is Jin Hasan. Dr. Landeva cannot make the conference because of intentional trouble issues. So I'm going to present this presentation because I'm a second author and also I'm a civil engineer. And this is my first talk in agronomy and physiology session. So it's going to be exciting, I believe. So topic of this presentation is integration of UAS data and the process-based simulation model to focus on crop growth and yield. So I think you've seen the previous talk, talking about the CARD2K model where there's a lot of calibration that need to be done. And the key idea for this study is, can we actually incorporate UAV measurement into the GASM model so that we can do better simulation model? So the objective of this study is, develop a soil weather and ergonomic input database so that we can calibrate the GASM model a little bit better. And second part is, can you actually develop the user interface so that we can run this GASM model a little bit more easier? Because this GASM model was developed in Fortran, and all the user interaction is happening in MS-DOS in a command line, so it's not that user friendly. So can you actually design a user interface so that user can take advantage of this GASM model a little bit better? And the last one is, can we use this GASM model to forecast and growth and yield of the cotton crops? So GASM is a cotton simulation model which simulates the main process affecting growth and yield in the soil, plant, and atmosphere system. And this is in a material balance model which provides daily simulation based on soil culture practice and weather input information. So this was very popular in 1980s, and I think in 1986 there is in the COMEX. These are the references that you can see over here. And there is another paper published in Science in 1986 in the COMEX, so that where they use GASM model in expert system, and that one was adopted in 2010 in the Texas environment as well. So as I mentioned before, this GASM model is not user friendly, so we decided to design a user friendly interface. So what we did was we incorporated this into web environment, so that anybody, they don't need to modify their program, the parameters, all those kind of stuff, and that they can, visualize their result right away. Because, most of the GASM output is a text, huge text file. They have a bunch of numbers in it, and it is very hard to, interpret the result because there's too many numbers. So this is, what we designed. This is a screenshot from the, web application. And this is the output of GASM simulation. So this is what it's showing is that this is water, soil water potential and volumetric water content. And on the left side, we have a date over here. And these are the days that you can just, going back and forth. And for example, here you're looking at the 75 day after planting. And we have a heat unit here, current temperature, and the rainfall, all this kind of information is updated as you move forward to the later date or earlier date. And also you can check nitrate content and ammonia content as well. And as you can see here, we applied this ammonia content in the earlier, at the beginning of the season, and this one turned into nitrate so that a plant can uptake this nitrate. And also this simulation, GASM simulation model gives you plant structure. So in the earliest stage where we have first care, we can observe that. And the first bloom, we have first bloom observed in this location. And first open bowl is over here. And this is after full maturity. So this is an output of the GASM model. And you can interactively just visualize this in a GASM output model in this way. And the key idea for this study is, can we actually incorporate this UAV measurement into this simulation model? And this is the list of parameters that we can extract from the UAV data, ranging from, temporal plant growth patterns, plant height, kind of cover, and biomass. And there are, parameters that we can extract from UAV, which is reflectance, NDVI, it can be excess greenness index, different kind of stuff. And there is also, canopy temperature measurement. And there are some parameters we also extract from the UAV data, which is maturity, the balloon count that can be related to maturity, and open ball count that might be related to the yield. And we also perform a growth analysis so that we can fit those sigmoidal nonlinear curve to this either canopy cover or canopy height so that we can extract additional information as well. And the key idea is, you know, all this information we are extracting from the UAV feed into this, you know, custom simulation model, and can you actually do a better job with the more data. And we applied this one into 2006 study where we have a 30 different varieties and two different water regime, again, without and with irrigation. And we have a four application and two row point entry. And we divided those each row into 10 different grid, which has about a square meter resolution. And it turns out to be we end up having 48,000 measurements per each UAV flight. And we do this, collect this kind of information every time we do the flight throughout the whole season, and we feed information to some cutting simulation model to see how we can do it. And I'm not going to explain how we actually extract this kind of information from the UAV data because of the limited time environment. But we do have, you know, additional talk in the engineering session in the afternoon, so that, you know, one of the talk is in the talk focusing on the kind of temperature, how we extract that kind of information from the UAV data. And one of the talk focus on the open ball count, and one of the other talk that I'm going to deliver this afternoon is, you know, how we actually perform growth analysis using UAV data as well. So you're more than welcome to attend those sessions to see how we are extracting this kind of information. So this is how it's going to look like when we acquire the UAV data. And this is in a cotton plot in located in Texas A&M Agrilife Corpus Christi Center. And this is two row plot. These two is in one genotype here, and we divide this into a square meter grid. So every time we do the flight, we're gonna get the information for each grid, plant height, canopy cover, canopy volume, greenness index, NDVI, temperature, bloom count, and open ball count. And the key idea is that we're gonna collect this kind of information on a weekly basis for some critical event. Sometimes we even fly twice a week. And every time we do the flight, we're going to have this blue dot is going to be posted into those in a square meter grid box. So this is an example of a plant height. As you can see over here, we have this is 8 days after, you know, planting. Is, you know, the season goes move forward, this, you know, plant goes taller. So we have this kind of measurement is collected from the UAV data. Most of the time, this measurement is simulated by simulation model, but you know, our idea is, you know, can you actually provide this as an input to the simulation model instead of simulating this measurement? And this is an example of canopy cover measurement. And the key idea here is that we have different, you know, this in the top line over here is an input to the simulation model. We have, you know, soil samples. We have some, you know, agronomic parameters, which is like what is row spacing, what is the planting density, all those kind of stuff. And this is kind of our unique feature over here. These are the measurements from the UAV that feed into the simulation model. And we have some also information from the weather station as well. And feeding all this information into simulation model, and the simulation model will give you the result that we cannot measure. For example, energy balance related parameters, you know, soil evaporations, ET, water stress index, all this kind of stuff, and the photosynthesis related parameters, leaf weight, bowl weight, phenological, you know, parameters, and mature and yield parameters. These can be simulated from the custom simulation model. And you know, for the simulation model to work, we have to calibrate. So this is the calibration work that we did, and we collected ground data. As you can see over here, all this blue dot is measurement that we collected in the field in our group. And this orange line is simulation output. So what we are doing here is that we are tweaking some of the parameters in Gaussian model so that this blue line fits with those, you know, blue dots, which is, you know, measurement that is collected on the ground, not by UAB, but a field, you know, field crew. And this looks pretty good, and this is in a final lint yield, And the orange one is in simulation, you know, simulated, and the blue one is observed. As you can see, they are fairly close to each other, so you're happy with that. And this, one of the output of this simulation model is in canopy cover. As you can see, this in blue dot is the one that is UAV measured canopy cover. And this orange line is in output from Gaussian simulation model. And it looks pretty close to each other. So what we did is, you know, this canopy cover value, you know, measurement is fit into the, you simulated in the Gaussian model. But what we did, we just, you know, modified the code so that Gaussian simulation model use this blue dot information as an input and see whether we get different results. So this is what we did. And we fed that cotton canopy cover measurement into the Gaussian simulation model. And these are all the output from this simulation. Then we see that this, you know, simulated cotton yield go up by about 100 pounds. And I think we think the reason why it is happening is that at the earlier stage we have, you know, bigger canopy, you know, bigger canopy cover that might contribute to the that higher simulation yield. So what we did is we selected three different genotypes in the field. The first one is in, you know, 5241 and 5499 and 4003, and these are the measurement, canopy cover measurement from the UAV. As you can see, this in 5249 has a bigger canopy. They have, you know, the canopy cover higher value at the earlier season, and the 499 is kind of somewhere in the middle, and the 403 is kind of low canopy cover. And when you actually feed this information to simulation model, and we found out that there is water stress at the end of the season, and the simulated yield turns out to be the one with the mid-sized canopy gives you the highest yield. And the interesting thing is that the bigger canopy doesn't turn out to be not the highest yield in the variety. And we believe that this is because of this water stress, and it has a bigger canopy, but they have limited water, so they cannot perform better than the mid-sized canopy. So what we did was, you know, what if we can eliminate this water stress from this, you know, simulation model? So we just changed this, you know, water stress so that there is virtually no water stress at all. And we got the simulation result, and overall their simulated yield went up, but this, our expectation was, you know, this 5241 is gonna even do better than 499 because there's no water stress, and it has a bigger canopy. But, you know, it turns out that this bigger canopy, it cannot perform better than this 499 because of this nitrogen, because they have a limited amount of nitrogen applied in the earlier season. It depleted pretty much around this time period, and that they can, you know, that's the reason why it cannot perform better than the mid-sized canopy 499. So in conclusion, Gaussian was, you know, successfully calibrated to simulate this in 5499 using field measurement, and the dynamic user interface, which is, you know, web-based, was developed so the user can easily interact. And our plan for the future is, you know, we incorporate that into the, you know, web environment so that once you click those in a square meter grid, all the measurement from the UAV is going to feed into the simulation model directly in the future. And Gaussian was used to explore response through in different variety. And the idea that I want to, you know, deliver here is that this is a great tool so that we can do what-if scenario. We have UAV measurement data until this time period, and can you predict, you know, what is going to be yield based on, you know, the different, you know, weather scenario. So I think with that, I'm going to end my presentation.
Maybe time for one quick question. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. John.